Menachas, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We're now going to be entering. Last Perek was, we were dealing with the Korban Mincha of the Korban Ha'imer. Now we're going to deal with the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apon. Shtei Alechem, which were brought on Shavuos with the Kivsei Atzeres, Niloishos Achas Achas, they were Chometz. Each one was Nilosh, was turned into dough separately, was allowed to be Nischametz, V'nefos Achas Achas, and each one was baked separately. Mufashim bring down that the limud over here, there's a little bit of a exchange, a crossover, between Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aparim. The Pasha Lechem Aparim, which is in Pasha's Emma, right before Pasha's Ameyadim, Shtei Shtei Esrenim Yiyah HaChalo Achas, the measure of each one of the Lechem Aparim is Shtei Esrenim. From the Pasuk that says Yiyah HaChalo Achas, there's a Loshon of a Ribui, which state that this din, that each one has to be made separately, which L'chaim Mashmois is that the Torah is saying, that you can't make a big dough and then make separate challahs. Each one, each challah, even though there's a din of lechem aponim, of 12 loaves, but each one is a chalois, is a chefza b'fnei atzmoi. Now, it can be made as one big batch. The hayos, the Torah says, yeah, the Torah is being marba that this mitzvah of a challah achat is also on others, is l'rabi shtei alechem. As I learned the Gemara. The same way in the Iso, each one has to be by itself, is the halach is v'nefois achas achas also. The makar of this is again from Lechem Apon. Because the next line says Lechem Aponim nilosh echad echad, which we said before, is a limud that state in Lechem Aponim. V'nefois shnayim shnayim. Over there, the Torah says different. The Torah says v'samta oisom to bake. V'oisom means putting them. It's also a Loshon of Miud, them dafka. So what we learn out is, the Nefesh Taim Shtayim is a din dafka by Lechem Aponim, not by Shtei Alechem, therefore Shtei Alechem, which is only two, but Nefesh Achas Achas. The Lechem Aponim, which is 12, the Halach is Nefesh Taim Shtayim, you put in two at a time. U'bitvus hoya oisa oisa. In the Mishnah Mayos, it spells bitvus with a tes. The word is more what we call defus. Defus is like a print. A printer is called a tfus because the way to typeset is in the old days by using metal plates that form the shape of the letter. And the same idea, this is what we call baking in a pan that has a certain shape. And this is the way the Lechem Aponim were baked. They were baked in a pan, which has exactly what the tzura was. Didn't have a cover on it, and it was open on both sides, but it had on the sides, it formed a certain tzura. There's a machloikis lemaisa, and we'll have a Mishnah Dalet as to what exactly the shape of the Lechem Aponim is. Really a machloikis in the Gemara. One shita is called a teva prutzo, like a two sides, it's open. One is called a svina rekedes. We'll see amir Hashem over there exactly what that means. So whatever the shape was, there was a shape over here the way it was made. Now, the pashta of the Mishnah is that this bitfus ha'yoysa oison is l'cher going on both cases, shtei alechem and lechem apan. L'maisa, the halacha is brought of making a bitfus l'gabi lechem apan, not l'gabi shtei alechem. Others want to taina that the same way we dash in v'samta oison, which is Lechem Aponim, so Ma'at Shtei Alechem, this din also v'samta, which is the makor of this din b'tfus. Samta means with a shape, with a certain tzura. So that halacha would only be by Lechem Aponim, not by the Shtei Alechem. K'shur Yodon, when he would take it off, Ridias HaPasa process, in Chazal's oven, they would take the bread to bake, and it was stuck to the side of the oven, and when it would be removed, that's called Ridias HaPas. That's when it was noisnim bitfus, kadesh lo yiskalkalu. In order that it shouldn't break, in order that tzura should hold, it was put in the tfus after the radias hapas. That means that it was formed in a tfus and it was baked as such, but then it was taken off the walls of the oven and it was put back in the tfus in order to hold the shape. Loshnim chazal, we have the Mishnah, kadesh lo yiskalkalu. Mishnah Beis, Echad Shtei Alechem, Echad Lechem Aponim, Lishosim V'Arichosim Bachutz. The kneading of it, the turning it into loaves, V'Arichosim, and the giving it its tzura, bachutz, was outside the azara. Vafiyoson, vafiyas lechem was bifnim b'toich azara. We learn out that it has to be bakodesh, has to be chal on it, shneim lechem aponim, or shtei lechem in the azara, because that was the mocham akrova. The creating of it is like taking a regular kav mincha and putting it in klisharis. That was the afi over here. Ve'enon doichen sa Shabbos, and the reason for that is because even though it was necessary, but it didn't have to be done on Shabbos. Kol malach, even if it's part of a korban tzibush, she'efshal asoyse me'erev Shabbos, is not doichen Shabbos. Reb Yehuda oimer, kol maseim b'fnim. Reb Yehuda argues, and he holds that the lishav aricho has to be b'fnim ba'azora. And the reason for that is once it's measured, the Mefarshim say, he holds that that already itself, it's put into the klisharis, that itself makes it into Kedush Zaguf. Once it has Kedush Zaguf of a Karb Mincha, it can be taken out of the Azorah. Reb Shimon Aymer, lo'olam haviroga lo'imar, shtei alechem v'lechem aponim, k'sheres ba'azorah, k'sheres be'beis pagi. It could be made either in the Azorah, and it could be made also mechutz labayis. He argues on the whole concept. That's why he has this introduction called Loilam Haviroga Loimar. To Santa Loshin. You want to argue, argue. Reb Shimon is being mechadish hanu yisoid that the shtei alechem don't have kedushas haguf even at the point of being baked in the tanur until they actually put. Lamaisa, we don't pass kinshitz Reb Shimon. The Tver Sol just says the reason why he used the Loshin Loilam Haviroga Loimar is because it's taken on makor. That's halachul Moshim Sinai. So me loyel ma'virogel loyma, teish shabal peh, pure teish shabal peh. That's the way he explains it.